Blog Talk Radio.
Dawa da lawyer, yes sir, Allah. Israel,
let's get it. We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly.
But that's the scriptures. Revelation 18, verse 1-18. Come out of her, my people. That's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6-7. Say the Most High. They want me to stop, but I gotta go blow the trumpet. Say the Most High. Ezekiel 33, verse 1-9. The watchman got a warn of people, cause the transatlantic slave trade about to have a sequel. Zechariah 14, verse 1-3. They about to come against us. The house is right for the woman, rap. Half of the city took a fourth into captivity. And the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Jacob's trouble, after my shalom, they gon' kick a dog. Second Ezra 16 and 31. We think a higher that he sent his son Yeshua. Second Ezra 2 and 43, we gon' see Zion.
We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James, nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 7. Leave Babylon, it's about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
You know, that's all over the news. You see it on the TV and on the internet. It's on Yahoo, but this was already written. Matthew 24 and 6, Isaiah said, to me. You can read about their future battle with Babylon, Isaiah 13. See, that's the Bible, the Hebrew book of prophecy. The slave trade, 28 chapter Deuteronomy. You gotta read the Most High Law, Tanakh, Torah, Genesis 1924, Sodom, Gomorrah. The Most High Law rain fire, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 14. All the nations in array against the queen, yes, America. The scriptures call her Babylon. Revelation 18, and faith on the Most High God who judges her. But first, y'all gon' see some soldiers in the streets. Zechariah 14, 12, Isaiah 50, 4, and 16.
Oh, nigga, we hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6-7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
So you got all these countries with nuclear bombs all over the earth that have allegiances with each other and alliances aligned against each other. So when one bomb is pushed, it's going to be a field day. You read 2nd Ezra, the 15th chapter and the 16th chapter, and it lets you know it's going to be one cloud, then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, boom, boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her destiny. So it's going to start over the Middle East, and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens, but we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished.
Sourdough lawyer on the beat.
And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Or no temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation in the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through this. The Lord says a nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. If you believe you should live, so do we. Can we agree on that?
Shalom, brothers and sisters. You are tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm your host, Brother Yehonathan, alongside with my brother and host, Dwayne. Shalom, brother. You there?
Yes, sir. How you doing today, sir?
Man, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Got an exciting show. I can't wait to get into it. You know, praise the Most High for another Shabbat. And, yeah, this is our first show opening up the new year according to, you know, the Hebrew calendar, according to the true time of the Most High. This is our first show coming into the new year, which started February 15th, if I'm not mistaken. So, greatly looking forward to this show, highly anticipated. And
Hold on. What you said just now, you just said, what about the new year?
I said, this is our first show of the new year according to the Hebrew calendar, according to the true calendar, 364 days.
Where did that come from? Where that come from? I thought the new year was in January the 1st, brother.
No, that's what the world thinks. But
okay.
Man, you already know. We doing everything according to the truth of the Most High. And we're starting this new year off right. So we have a great show for the brethren and sisters today.
Okay, so we're doing it according to when the Most High brought the children of Israel out of Egypt.
Most definitely.
Okay.
So, yeah, without further ado, we have a great show for the brethren and sisters today. Warriors of Christ, welcome Brother Maverick Bronze to the Lion's Den, highly anticipated show. We're going to have fun and for the Most High. And the brother's going to be speaking on, you know, why he does everything that he does for the Father, trying to wake up Jacob. So, like we always do about this time, we're going to get into the seven overcomes written of in Revelation, in which Christ told us if we endure and overcome, we might be deemed righteous in the eyes of the Most High power and receive these things written in Scripture. So I'm going to be starting in Revelation 2, verse 7. And we're going to get the seven overcome in Revelation. One moment. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise of the Most High. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be heard of the second death. Revelation chapter 2. Verse 17, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he and he that overcometh, and keepeth my works unto the end. To him will I give power over the nation. I'm going to read that verse once again. Revelation chapter 2 verse 26. and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my power, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my power and the name of the city of my power, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my power, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. So, like we always start our shows, we're letting the world know that, you know, Yeshua, Christ, the Messiah, who this world ignorantly calls Jesus, is letting us know that we must overcome and endure to the end. I mean, he's letting you know that we're going to have to go through things to make it into the kingdom. So, brother, you have anything you want to speak on before we start rolling into this show?
No, do your thing.
All right. Without further ado, I'm going to play a tune, and we'll be back at the end of this tune.
Mickey on the track.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
We bustin' hell wide open.
Yeah.
We bustin' hell wide open.
That's right.
Don't know about y'all, I'm focused.
That's right.
I'm just tryna make your eyes open.
Yeah, yeah.
We bustin' hell wide open.
Yeah, yeah.
We bustin' hell wide open.
That's right.
Don't know about y'all, I'm focused.
Yeah.
I'm just tryna make your eyes open.
That's right.
We bustin' hell wide open. We bustin' hell wide open.
That's right.
Don't know about y'all, I'm focused.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm just tryna make your eyes open.
Yeah, yeah.
Kwame Yashurala, Kwame Yashurala.
Right.
No, I'm not a Muslim, ain't talking about Allah.
Nah.
I worship the Most High, his name Ahayah.
That's right.
And I follow his son, his name Yeshaya.
Yeah.
I don't follow Satan, cause he's a liar.
He
deceives the world, this is his empire.
It is.
Wearing all the saints, Yashurala tire.
We are.
Screaming, where's my God? Screaming, where is my God?
Uh-huh.
Don't you know you rich, desperate and tired?
I know.
Love not the world, nor what the flesh desire.
Nah.
Tawadiah Shire, he is our Messiah.
That's right.
Sent by higher, that's the Holy Father.
Yeah.
It's just such a shame, so my head be shaking. But blessed is the man who endures temptation. Let her do her perfect work, I'm talking about patience.
That's right.
Improving yourself with fasting and praying.
Yeah.
We bustin' hell wide open.
Yeah, yeah.
We bustin' hell wide open.
That's right.
Don't know about y'all, I'm focused.
Yeah.
I'm just tryna make your eyes open.
That's right.
We bustin' hell wide open. We bustin' hell wide open.
That's right.
Don't know about y'all, I'm focused.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I'm just tryna make your eyes open.
You live in a fast life, so you can meet the devil quicker. The blessings come with patience, like babies getting delivered. We born with a gift, and I use mine to bring the light. You treat your life as a game, cause your brain is Fisher Price. I thank the Lord for transforming my life and showing me beauty. Seek the Lord and you should find and see that saving is his duty. My life is totally different since I gave myself to God. My life was cluttered like storing junk inside of a garage. I was busting hell open with the sin that I was doing. All the females I was screwing had my mind lost and ruined. Thanks to the Most High, my eyes open, now I see. We busting hell wide open, too many spirits out here weak.
All right, Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters. You tuned in to the Lion's Den with Warriors in Christ. I'm your host, Brother Yehonathan, alongside with my brother Dwayne. And we have a great show for you this evening. We got Brother Maverick Bruns coming to the den, starting the new year off, like we said earlier. And highly anticipated show. We see we got a lot of brethren and sisters in the queue. So we're gonna keep moving. Go ahead, Brother Dwayne.
Play one more. Get one more. Then I'm gonna read the mission statement.
All right.
1 John 5:3. For this is the love of Ahiah, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
Quam Yasharala, Ahai Basham Yeshaya. Quam Yasharala, Ahai Basham Yeshaya. Quam Yasharala, Ahai Basham Yeshaya. Quam Yasharala, Ahai Basham Yeshaya.
I'll praise to the Most High, GLCC, puppets in the Most High.
Ahaya, Bashi Mishaya, walk for walk, Kodash, Barak, Kathan, Kathan.
I'll praise to the Most High, GLCC, puppets in the Most High.
Ahaya, Bashi Mishaya, walk for walk, Barak, walk, Shamar, Thang. Ahaya said, keep his commandments and he gon' be down for us. But we never get it right, cause we too busy thinking what's best for us. Now we suffering, crying, hurt, Yasharala, what's wrong with us? Reject him every time he said that he will ride for us. But who the one there when you're down, you need him? Sent his son to die for his people. We gotta get it right, cause time is creeping, but we too busy sleeping.
But the love of the Most High never change, he promised eternal life. But the love of the Most High never won't stop, never won't die.
Your love, your love, your love, your love, our highest love. Your love, your love, your love, your love.
Fully consumed, sin no longer has any room. Got that boy Satan terrified, cause now Ahiah be glorified. Given the gift of eternal life, living for Yeshaya Christ. Now redeemed, no more life as it seems. All them lies been shared away. No more games, no more time to play. Quam Yasharala, let's get back to Ahiah's love. Quam Yasharala, come back to Ahiah's love. Ahiah by Hashem Yeshaya Barakatham.
You love, you love, you love, you love, our highest love. You love, you love, you love, you love, our highest love. You love, you love, you love, you love, you love, you love, our highest love. You love, you love, you love, you love.
Thank you.
All right. We're back tuned into the Lion's Den on the Shabbat. I'm Brother Yehonathan alongside with my brother Dwayne. We have a great show for you tonight. Brother Maverick Brun coming to the show. Without further ado, Brother Dwayne, mission statement.
Okay, hey, sounds like that you're having a little delay with the Lion, so.
Yeah, I think it.
Okay, war is in Christ is about the truth 100%. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect to persons, period. The truth stands. If you cannot forgive and focus on building together, uniting Christ. Shalom, Ahayabah, Hashem, Yishayawah, Wawah. Like the brother said, this is the first show of the new year. We understand who he is. We're Hebrew Israelites. And like the brother said, with the seven, the seven overcomes, we most, I know for a fact, me myself, attacked heavily, you know, with these spirits or whatever, because we coming in this truth, we got to overcome. There were seven overcomes. Put us in a great place. So, you know, with the Passover, communion with each other, congregate, you know, come together and help each other through these times, you know, through these spiritual warfares. No further ado, word in Christ. Y'all enjoy the show.
Yeah. Look, see these scriptures forecast that we come in like a storm. So we blow the trumpet and let them know that Yahshua Lakwam. Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yahshua Lakwam. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to our power, Yahshua got him shook. Don't try, boy, we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ. Yeah, I'm good with my sword, someone better tell these demons. They don't want a war with the God I believe in. I pledge allegiance to the Most High Power. That's a higher in the name of Yeshaya. And sayonara, get rid into your system. Where a follower of Christ is no coexistence. So sickened, but Christ is the prescription. So I follow shallow like a subscription. Boy, a higher be my rock when I dribble. So I don't drop one jot or a tittle. From the window to the walls of Jericho, I will make sure that I'm heard all throughout your stereo. It's a higher by Hashem that I go. Till a higher by Hashem, Yeshaya is the name they know. I'm sick with the Christ syndrome. Got the spirit of Yeshaya all up in my chromosomes. Draped in the spirit, and boy I feel great. With a higher as my power and Yeshaya as my cape. I take it all in and absorb it. So no, I'm feeling just as strong as a concordance. From Babylon to Timbuktu, we come into a city near you. Hot off the press, Yasharala is back. That's the news on the bulletin with a thumbtack. We hot and we rise to the Fahrenheit. Suck to the Lord of hosts like a parasite. We set the bar high like we under the rod. Until that sea to make way, we walking over dry shod. And ain't no power, got more power than my power. Knock them over like a tower with the Allah higher now. One accord, all aboard the fellowship. We played a starring role, but you wanna flip the script. The land of milk and honey, we just wanna sip. And you can't keep us shut like a coat without the zip. We the children of these scriptures, we fit the description. But we don't fit this world like things broken out a mitten. We love not the world, we don't want it. Bit it and spit it out like a scotch bonnet. Remove the blinds, my people waking up. No more to and fro, like a hockey puck. Tell me, who did Yeshaya come to save? Is Israel a servant? Is Israel a slave? Tell them behave, we don't wanna have to brawl them. Yeshaya on the speed dial, don't make us have to call them. Yeah, hope you got it understood. We the battle axe, boy I wish you would. And we won't stomp you out, we use a jackhammer. Kwam Yasharala on the banner. And we keep the light on like a lantern. We stand firm and let them throw a tantrum. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
These scriptures forecast that we come in like a storm. So we blow the trumpet and let them know that Yasharal upon.
Yeah, we on. So ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yasharal upon. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to our power. Yasharal, I got him shook. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
All right, we're back. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. I'm Brother Yohanathan, alongside with my brother Dwayne. We're about to bring in the brother Maverick Bronze in one moment. I just want to read one scripture, and that's going to be Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, because I know we've been speaking on the fact that this is our first show of the new year. And Daniel 7 and 25 read, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time." All right. So, without further ado, Brother Maverick Bruns about to pull you in. To one moment. Shabbat shalom. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ.
Shabbat shalom.
Shalom, what's good? What's good?
Chilling, chilling. How y'all doing, Ops?
Good, man.
Glad. Chilling. Well. We're chilling. We've been waiting on you. Do your thing, man. Talk to the people. You know, we've been waiting on you.
I know. I'm on. Salaki, Ops. You know, just a lot going on. You know, I'm over here. I just had a baby. Again, you know, my computer crashed. I lost a lot of music, lost a lot of stuff. And initially, before when we was talking about it, I didn't have a lot of songs. So I had to go ahead and put together some more music, you know, which we'll be hearing tonight, you know. So, you know, that's about it, you know, dealing with these shirts, dealing with the brothers and sisters, you know. I deal with a lot of brothers and sisters, you know. That's the main thing is, you know, to raise the nation, you know. So that's been my focus, you know. I study a lot, you know. I wake up and go to sleep off of scriptures. So, you know, and time just fly like that, you know.
That's good. Yeah, so, congratulations on the, you know, on the newborn. You know what I'm saying?
Congrats.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Congratulations. Amen. All praise to the Most High, Higher.
So a quick question to start it off. Where did the name Maverick Bronze come from?
Oh, the scripture that led me to choose that name was, you know, about the world seeing good as being bad, you know, because maverick is really a bad word. Believe it or not, it's a bad word. But we live in a world that calls good bad. So, mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to twist the mind up a little bit, you know, be mystic about it, you know, so that's why I chose that name. And, you know, of course, my skin is bronze, you know.
Okay.
It's also another scripture about, you know, being not conformed to this world. And the maverick is, you know, he does his thing. He does his own thing, you know what I mean? He don't follow the world, you know, and, you know, this world, they're trying to lead you bad, you know, and I was turning away from that, you know, so that's another reason why I chose the name, but, yeah, it works. I've been dropping the Maverick lately to have a shorter name, you know, roll off the tongue easier, you know, just Brother Bronze, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it is it is Brother Maverick Bronze, so.
Okay, that's what's up. What wrong, Brother Maverick Bronze, to the truth?
Salakia?
What brought Brother Maverick Bronze to the truth? Let us know your story.
It wasn't me. It was not me. That's why I have a different perception of the Most High than most, because it wasn't a choice that I made, you know. That's how I know that he real, you know, because he just manifests this in my life, you know. I was doing pretty good, you know, in the sinful world and in the secular life, you know. I had just found a way to basically be rich, you know. I had a whole lot of money after my whole life struggling, just trying to figure that out, you know, the paper trail, you know what I'm saying, in the secular world, what it's all about. And I have been through a lot, you know, been a lot of different men, did a lot of different things, you know, just different stages, you know. I was always changing, you know, from my early 20s back, it was just all about just gangbanging, you know what I mean? I wasn't really tripping off of nothing then. We just gangbanging, just running with my friends, you know, that I grew up with, that I went to elementary school with, you know, just the folks that I grew up with, and doing what we do, you know, in the ghetto, you know, just trying to get by, things like that, you know. And then I start having children, so that led me to kind of want to just, you know, get a job, you know. Oh, okay. But I find that I had destroyed, you know, that in the past. I destroyed that running the street. You know, nobody want to hire me. You know, I had a horrible record. You know, I had a lot of things that, you know, I had dealt with in the past, you know, the kind of things that, you know, they don't want them kind of people in their establishment. You know what I mean? So I ruined that. So, you know, I would do, you know, the entry level, the lowest jobs, you know, and I worked hard, you know what I mean? And, you know, for my kids and for myself, you know, busting my back for them peanuts and things like that. You know, I went through a stage of that, you know, and I've done the music my whole life, you know, so at some point I start paying more attention to that and got into that, you know, and well, I've always made the music, you know. I later got into the business and start dealing with, you know, people in the industry and stuff like that, and I liked that too, you know, the shows and, you know, the radio stuff and, you know, the different things little DJs and managers and stuff was doing for me. You know, I had a good time with that, and I thought that was it, but, you know, I wasn't happy with that. You know what I mean? That wasn't enough money. So that's when I really went hard. You know, my kid brother got murdered, you know, so, and that sent me in the shop for like 6 months. I don't even remember the time, you know. My daughter mom, she took care of me during that time, you know, and I just hear stories about it, but I was totally out of it for about 6 months, you know. So I dealt with that. I came back a different person from that, you know. I just wanted to hurry up and basically just conquer my little dreams, the little things that I wanted to do in my life that I had always said I was going to do. I just gunned at that, you know, when I came back from, you know, my little brother being murdered. So, like, you know, so I went hard on the music like never before. I, you know, everything I had been into, I just mixed it all up, you know, and went hard on all of it, you know. So in the end, you know, I wake up, I'm way on the East Coast in the snow wearing Tim's, a hustler, you know what I'm saying, jumping states, you know, about drugs and, you know, women and things like that, you know, it's just horrible, you know, but that's why I believe so tough in the Most High, because I was asleep, and I busted out of my sleep in the middle of the night, and, you know, I had a little cable box across from my bed. I looked at it. It said 300. I'll never forget that. I don't know the significance of it, but, you know, it was 300 on the dot. And I was scared to death. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't about nothing in the earth. You know, it was a spiritual thing. You know, I was scared to death. I wasn't worried about dying on earth. I know everybody do that. You know what I mean? But it was a different kind of a death that I was being threatened with. You know, and I was full-fledged and everything at this time when I woke up like that. You know, and I was scared to do anything for about a week. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't smoke, drink. I didn't want to hear no blow your brains out rap music or none of that. You know, I was avoiding people. You know, something just happened to me. You know, the Most High, he sent me that fear, you know, and it wore off. It took about a week, but it wore off. And I started doing the same things again, but I was even different then, you know, because the people I was connected with, you know, in the underworld, I start dodging them, you know, and I start thinking, you know, I got to get back to Cali. You know, I was missing my mom and my kids and stuff. It was like two to two and a half years that I was jumping states, you know, just going places, you know what I mean, because I had the money to do it, you know what I mean, and I liked to drive. I hardly ever caught planes. I caught planes in an emergency, you know, but I just fill up the gas tank and just drive, you know what I mean, just be all in people's hoods, and, you know, I was everywhere, every state, east to west, except for Florida. I did not go to Florida. Where else didn't I go? I think that's about it. Kentucky. I didn't go to Florida, and I didn't go to Kentucky, but everywhere else, I was there. But I came back, and I had warrants and stuff here in California. You know, so I was here about 2 weeks before they caught me, you know, and they sat me down. They sat me down for a while, and I did a little time, you know. I spent, I say, from 08, from the end of 08 till about the end of 2010, I spent all of that locked up. You know, they'll let me out for a minute. I'll be out maybe a month. I'll go right back. So I missed out on, you know, from the end of 2008 to the end of 2010, you know. But when I first got in there, it was some books in my cell. It was 11 books, 10 books, regular old stuff, you know, and I read them, a bunch of Tim Cocky, you know, a bunch of John Grisham and stuff like that, you know, all of those books. I was knocking them down. You know, I realized that I really like to read. I never had known this about myself until they shut me up in the cage, you know. So I knocked all of them books down. The whole time I'm looking at that Bible, you know. And it's thick, you know what I mean? And I'm looking at it, and then I look, and the words is real small. So, you know, I wasn't in a hurry to get in that book, you know. But my love for reading had turned up, you know. And I ran out of all of them other books. And wasn't nothing left but that Bible, you know. And the rest was just history after that, you know. I'm still in that Bible. I still haven't come out of that Bible yet. You know what I'm saying? And that was 6 years ago, you know, roughly. So I'm still in that book. It still got me. It's still entertaining me. I'm still drawn into it. mind, body, and spirit, you know. So, you know, book told me all about myself. You know, I read a couple chapters, and, you know, I felt especially drawn because Genesis is telling us all about the foundation of the earth, you know. So I found that especially intriguing, you know. And then it go off of that, and then it go into, you know, the mentalities and behaviors of people, you know, in the early Bible, how things went bad, you know, with in Noah's time and things like that, and then Enoch's time, you know, that kept me intrigued, you know, and then it started getting personal, throwing all of these scriptures around. So I'm just sitting there, you know, for months reading this Bible saying, oh, that's why this is, that's why that is. And, I mean, I was turned out, you know. I was turned out, bro. And I'm still not out of it. I'm still like that. But, you know, they had a little church thing going on Wednesdays and Sundays. And, you know, I used to love to just get out of myself for a while, go listen to them. But, you know, the Christian thing, you know, it was always pretty much watered down to me, you know. But I didn't have no other outlet or no other resource to draw from. So, you know, I would deal with them, you know. So, you know, I couldn't wait to get out. And then I finally went out, you know. I got out. I found me a church, you know. And I moved, you know. I dealt with a few churches, you know. Dealt with a few churches. I was the guy in the back, not saying nothing, in the corner, you know what I'm saying? Just sitting there and observing, you know, how they do scriptures, you know, and reading on my own, you know, and I start running into these scriptures, you know, scriptures that I had seen but didn't dawn on me, you know. And then I felt the Most High, you know, he's been constantly just pulling me to him, pulling me to him, you know what I'm saying? Because I started looking at all of that idolatry in them churches, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, y'all shouldn't have this up here like this, you know? You know, all of these white Jesuses and these porcelain things, and, you know, some of it have gold on it, and, you know, just stuff for holding things, you know, furniture and symbols. And I'm like, man, this is wrong right here. They shouldn't have this in here, you know. And then, of course, you know, we start to run into the scriptures of Christ, you know, Revelation 1:15, you know, Daniel 7:9, Daniel 10:6, and, you know, it's not matching up to the image that they fed us. So it's like, I'm like, wait a minute, you know, that's a black dude. He don't look like that. You know, so, you know, enough of that, enough of these little revelations like that, and I walked away from that church. I just start staying at home by myself, just doing my own studies, you know, and dealing with the spiritual buffet, I like to call it. It's a spiritual buffet, you know what I'm saying? I was anywhere it was coming from, you know, I was just paying attention to everybody. I was looking at comedic people. I was looking at Muslims, you know. I was looking at Yahweh being Yahweh even, you know, just hearing what everybody had to say, you know. But I found all of them to be false, you know. So, you know, no pun intended at anybody, but man, y'all, you know, you guys is off, you know, with your teachings and your learnings, and, you know, the stuff that you guys are into, it's not according to scripture, you know what I'm saying? So that's just the bottom line on that, you know. So I left everybody alone, and I just went strictly off of the book. You know, and I found GOCC. I found them sometime in 2011. I want to say the end of 2011, coming into 2012. You know, those first videos about Satan's Religion. That's the first video I seen, you know, and I knew he was finna tear everybody down, and that's exactly what I was on at that time. You know, I had left everybody alone. It was just me and the book then. And with what he came with, you know, he you know, Elder Rakai, he was presenting exactly how I felt at that time. I hated our religion. I didn't want to deal with anybody else, you know. I'm thinking like, you know, why don't nobody just teach this book? You know, so, and I grew big, you know, with the GOCC, you know, so that's home to me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and here we is now, you know, I start doing music again and wanted to get some truth out, you know, so that's what that was about, you know. I wasn't in no rush. I wasn't worried about no album. I probably wouldn't have never did no album if it didn't get pressed the way it got pressed, you know. But I had, you know, just songs like, you know, I wanted to let people know about other religions and Christian church and things like that. So I dropped that Trouble in Paradise, you know, going at what him name is, Craig Lewis.
Yeah, Craig Lewis, I've seen it.
Yeah, that was my first, that was my very first truth song, you know. So I'm sitting there watching him get interviewed, and the message that he left, I was like, no. I think that was the fastest song and video I ever did, you know. Fastest song and video I ever did. I had it up. Boom. You know, so that was the first one. And then the Shabbat Shalom was my second video to go up in the truth. And, of course, I wanted to edify about the Sabbath, you know, and really go in and get a solid foundation on the Sabbath, you know, just get it recorded and documented, you know. It's stamped early 2012, you know, so, and that song did pretty good, you know, turned a lot of people around, you know, brought a lot of people to me in the beginning, you know, like I was the Wiz or something, you know what I mean? I'm like, look, man, I'm new like you, you know, so many questions, so that's really what put me on my game and the arguments and things like that. You know, I love debates and stuff like that, you know, because whatever people would say, I would go check that. Sometimes it would check out and sometimes it wouldn't, you know. But I was bumping heads with a lot of brothers in the truth, you know what I'm saying? A lot of brothers, they may not like me today, but, you know, I thank them. Thank you. You know what I mean? You know, fools hate knowledge, you know what I'm saying, but a wise man will love you for it, you know. So I love them brothers, man. You know, we clashed, we went hard, you know, bounced beliefs off each other and things like that. So I love the whole debate thing. It doesn't happen much anymore like it used to, you know, but I'm still thankful for it. In the past, you know, it grew me a lot. You know, it taught me how to see bull, you know, and most people, you know, there's only a few different types of beliefs, you know what I mean? I would say it's about three or four routes that everybody is going to go, you know? And most people that are with GOCC, they seem to take a certain route, you know? So it's cool, you know, I ain't knocking nobody, but, you know, I mean, The book tell us about you, you know. The book tell us about you. You're going to still think it's cool to cuss, you know. Just freely, just, you know, you don't think that's bad. That's, you know, that's okay with you. That's okay with your spirit, you know. And I'm talking about the ones that don't think they have to fix that, you know. If you're struggling with it, you know, it's all love, you know. I'm behind you 100% on your drive, whatever you're trying to make manifest. But those who think it's cool and got excuses for it, you know, y'all in trouble, you know, because the power that's attracting you is not the Most High. It's a lot of people that think they could still do a whole lot of things, and that's because, the different deities that have these people attract. You know, they're attracted to, you know, these deities. You know, a lot of people ain't worried about the name. Oh, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to say his name is. That's the same way our powers is going to be about you, and you don't matter. You know what I'm saying? We got to take all of this stuff serious. You know, we can't just pick pieces and parts. We got to take it as a whole and pick it up and look at it. You know what I'm saying? And examine it and analyze it, you know. And when we see that falsehood, we gotta strip that off the ball and throw it to the side somewhere. You know, we gotta look at the truth. You know, it's a lot of things. It's a lot of things people don't deem important, but it's all important. You know, and it's all things that we lost. It's not brand new. This is who we used to be. You know?
Right.
So we're trying to regroup. We're trying to regain that. You know, we're trying to get that back. You know, so how can you say any aspect of it doesn't matter? Then that means you've let it be replaced, you know, by your captors. You know, by the people that took you into captivity and stripped you of everything and gave you something else and told you that that was yours. You know, so we got to get rid of all falsehoods, and we got to, you know, adapt to all truth. You know, but that's what I'm on these days, you know.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, we chat on and off, and you know what I'm saying? We done collab with you, and we already know what you about. That's why we happy to bring you to the show, and we happy just hearing you speak. So we know you're a strong brother. We know you're a strong brother. You know what I'm saying? Nah. That's what's up.
The water.
That's what's up. So I want
to
ask. All credit to the higher body, Shiri Shai, Walk, Walk.
Amar.
And you were speaking about your second song with Sabbath Shalom. Talk to us about Sabbath Shalom remix.
Yeah. Nevertheless, you know, he called me out on that thing, you know. I like that song, you know. The brother Nevertheless, Seminai brother, real cool brother, you know. I sat for a long time and chopped it up with this brother, you know. My wife was actually, you know, having some false labor thing, you know. She was going through some things, and I was pretty much shut off from everything, but I chopped it up with that brother right there, though, at the hospital, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was just a bomb chemistry like that, you know. You know, we got stuff peeping, and, you know, I'm over there, you know, sitting on the side of my wife's bed, and I took a call from that brother, you know, and we talked about a lot of things, talked for a while. I don't remember exactly, but it probably was about an hour, hour and a half or something like that. But, he had his Shabbat track going on, and he hit me up with it. He was like, I want you to hear this, you know. So I told him, I'll hop on it, you know, no doubt. Let's do this, you know, let's get it, you know. So, and I actually ended up loving that song, man. I play that song a lot. I play it a lot, you know, but I was keeping it under wraps for a while. You know, I didn't just flow out with it, you know, because, like I said, I've been going through a whole lot of things lately, you know, like my computer crashing and stuff like that, you know, going through computer trouble. And then, you know, the labor situations, you know, we had to drive down to San Diego every time we have one of them labor situations, you know. And then when the baby actually does come, that's a week basically that we got to spend down there, you know. So I'm living out of the hospital, and you know, so, you know, a lot of things got knocked off the track. You know, we had to scoot this show back for that, right?
Right.
So, you know, as soon as I got back, you know, as soon as things start going how they used to be, you know, getting back to normal, that was when the first thing I did was pull that song out, you know, get a half-decent mix on it a little bit, and bam, you know, I sent it to him, I sent it to y'all, you know. So, like, but, you know, so, yeah, now we pretty much where we want to be at with all of this. You know, I can focus on other things a little bit right now. So, you know, it's cool. We should roll into that track. Y'all got it hooked up. When we getting the song on?
Do you
we
introduce
already know.
It?
We ready.
You ready. Introduce, we draw.
Right.
Let
me say something right quick. Little brother, yeah. Neblis, you listening? You feel me? Y'all already know what it is, Brother Dwayne, Lion's Den. 2, 3, 4 in the morning, me and little brother chat. Like the brother say, this is a strong little brother, little young brother, Seminite, you know. That was the first track we played, Hell Wide Open. That was his track. But we finna go into another. Exactly. We finna go to another track with the little young brother, remix. You do your thing. Do your thing, bro.
Okay, this my brother, Nevertheless, right here. You know, one time for the Seminite, you know what I'm saying? Dominicans in the house. You know, let's go on and get this, you know, Shabbat Shalom remix. Let's get it.
Yeah. Shabbat Shalom. Yeah. Crump with a young Seminite, this Shabbat.
Friday, sun up from dusk till dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Friday, sun up from dusk till dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Oh, and now to get you right, I know the days be hollowed on my ears with life. Coming straight from the tribe, but you hobbled out. Send me in this spot, that's my Akiyam. I am that I am, that's my God. The lot of y'all think got me power. Crush them idols, then define power. I wake up in the mouth, straight to the good work. Get it on, cause a man can't live on bread alone. Y'all starving to death, skin and bone. Time to blow so far and go hard. Let the whole hood know from the front yard. And you can bet your bottom dollar that when I do with this for y'all, Sharada. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Keeping that ball till we all get to heaven. On that walk, baby, we quit the step. And prosper against us, shall no weapon. All praise to the Most High, He protection. Cut it down the middle, put it in the C section. One time for the just shot, He correction. Y'all dealing with the first day, keep the seven.
Friday, sun up from dusk till dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Friday, sun up from dusk till dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Remember the Sabbath and keeping it holy. Praise the Most High, only He really know me. The law of self-sense, I think teaching you different commodities. All of these preachers are phony. We under that grace and we thanking the Lord. For Christ, they're not there to wait with the law. That only means we can't judge anymore. We all will be judging the day of the Lord. Remember the Sabbath, remember the Sabbath. I stick to the scriptures, I'm reading the Sabbath. God, if they need that no man deceived, they'll lead you astray if they teaching ain't accurate. Sabbath day, the Lord blessed. That's the day when the Lord rested on me, I'm relaxed. Also, it's all for the Duke and for others while keeping the Sabbath. Gotta be careful, if you have no knowledge, just speak to a pastor, your people, some man is that Sunday worship from Constantine. A pagan from Greece, man, that heathen was savage. Under captivity, not for long. My city is shy, he got the throne. Every Shabbat, I'm gonna rock to this song. Friday, Shabbat Shalom.
Friday, sun up from dusk to dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Friday, sun up from dusk to dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Friday, sun up from dusk to dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Friday, sun up from dusk to dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shalom. Yeah, that's right.
All right, we're back tuned in to the Lions Den Warriors in Christ. Brother Yehonathan, Brother Dwayne, and the Brother Maverick Bronze in the den. All right, let's get it going. Hey, y'all, let me know on the tracks, man, how they coming out on y'all end, too. That's what I'm trying to... It might sound different on everybody's end, but I just want to make sure, you know, y'all let me know. Just send me the little text so we know that we on the right page, brother.
I had a lot of static.
Brother Dwayne said the same thing. He said he had a lot of static, but it was clear on my end. So that's the thing. It's like, let me know because I can, you know, want to make sure it runs smooth. So y'all just holler at me via text, and then we can, you know, have it run smooth.
Yeah, I just when I sent you the text, I was listening. I got the headphones plugged in the phone. It was that when I played it on the computer, that it was coming out clear. You know, the audio from through the computer was coming clear. Maybe because I'm on the phone, it was sounding like that because I'm with the you know, direct connect.
Okay. What about you, Bronze? Everything sound cool because I let it go down a little bit volume-wise because I like my music loud, but I don't know what y'all are hearing on y'all end, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm checking in, you know, to make sure it's coming out decent because I'm jamming. I'm turned up. Yeah.
It's cool as long as the fam can hear it.
Most definitely. I think they're hearing what I'm hearing, so I think they loud and clear. So
that's a beautiful thing if they is.
I don't need to hear it. I already heard it. So yeah, let's keep it going, man. Let's get it.
Come on.
I got many tracks. I don't know if you got any requests. Though. I mean, I know I got one that I got quite a few though. So I'm gonna let y'all boys take off, and I'll get my request in a little bit, but yeah.
Go ahead and call them out, bro.
What should we go into next? Let me think. Why not get the Passover track?
That's what's up.
You know, with my Aqua out of GOCC, Texas, Houston, I think. Yeah. Rawafia, Dr. Rala.
It's called For the World, John.
Am I?
All right, yeah, because I'm looking for that. Okay. All right, let's get into it. For the World.
Let's get it.
Maverick Bronze and the Lions, yeah.
We put the lamb's blood on the doorpost, and the angel of death passed on. Then they turned around and took our Savior on the same day. We've been going tit for tat for a long, long time. All they did was help us defeat death. Yasha said, don't think that you're taking my life. No, no.
Yeah.
I'm laying it
hope.
Down.
Hope. Hope. And on this day,
I am speechless. I'ma go hard for the game side and keep it. Been a long moon, praise the higher that we reached it. Though the wine is yeastless, I can taste the sweetness. So many Hebrews, the 12 tribes, feel so good when I'm in the midst of my team. I ain't never knew a love like this. We are prayed up by the ancient hands of the righteous. Abraham, Moses, Jacob, Isaac, never no violence. Just a bunch of Christ kids told us we was nobody, but we come from greatness. Wake up, your history don't start on no slave ship. Where were you before then? What language did you speak? African, American, got too many countries. These commandments is law, statutes and these laws. What's a holiday? We do holy days, observe them all. Let's get this asshole.
Set that lamb on fire, sweet aroma in the air. Father, bless your children, your holy nation, your Israel. All hail our Messiah, a little wine, unleavened bread. One time for Yeshua, for he hung and he bled.
For the world,
for he hung and he bled.
For the world, for the world, for the world, for the world.
Never thought I'd be something special. In the Most High's eyes, we his chosen people, but they ain't gon' hate it out. Rather us be niggas though. See what I hate for. We never loved y'all. This is more than spiritual. Royalty running my bloodline. Intimidated, so they feeding us with lies. Realize that's nonsense. Straight bondage, taking away your knowledge. Giving you false doctrine, got you serving pagan gods. What is Easter, man? That ain't nowhere up in scripture. Idolizing all this lies, so how you expect to get your blessing? Them holidays, throw away and keep his holy day. You should share this blood for me, so I uplift his holy name. Breaking bread, drinking wine, observing his holy time. When my holy people pass over, what it's all about. Yeshua is our Passover, he passed over from death to life, so I'm giving him all praises alive.
So set that lamb on fire, sweet aroma in the air. Father, bless your children, your holy nation, your Israel. All hail our Messiah, a little wine, unleavened bread. One time for Yeshua, for he hung.
For the world, for the world,
for the world,
for
he hung, and he
bled. For the world, for the world, for the world, for the world.
Numbers 33:3. And they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover. The children of Israel went out with an high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which thy power had smitten among them. Upon their gods also thy power executed judgment. John 13. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Yeshua, whom the world ignorantly calls Jesus, he knew that his hour was coming, he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas, Simon's son, to betray him. John 18:12. Then the band of the captain and the officers of the Jews took Yeshua and bound him and led him away. And through his stripes we were all healed. Call your dog higher in the name of Yeshua. Happy Pesach, Yasharala Barak Adam.
So set that lamb on fire, sweet aroma in the air. Father, bless your children, your holy nation, your Israel. All hail our Messiah, a little wine, a living bread. One time for Yeshua, for he hung and he bled.
For the world, for the world, for the world,
for he hung and he bled.
For the world, for the world, for the world, for the world,
for he hung and he bled.
So set that lamb on fire,
sweet aroma in the air. Father, bless your children, your holy nation, your Israel. All hail our Messiah, a little wine, a living bread. One time for Yeshua, for he hung and he bled.
For the world, for the world, for the world,
for he hung and he bled.
For the world, for the world, for the world, for the world,
for he hung.
For the world, for the world.
right, Shabbat Shalom. We tuned in to the Lion's Den, just cracking up. Got the brother Maverick Brun from the den, your brother Jonathan and Dwayne bringing in the Shabbat. Yeah, man, that's what it is. There's a lot of brethren in the studio, man, in the den, man, right now. A lot of brethren. So, you know, let's do what we do. Hello, y'all brother Jeff?
I'm talking about myself, man.
I'm talking about so many brothers in the den right now. We got your Cal out here. We got the brother Cleve. Chop Faraz. I mean, Shawada. I mean, everybody here, man. So it's definitely a blessed Sabbath, man, right now with the brethren.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
Shalom,
no,
Mike.
That's what it is. Lonely. I ain't bring nobody in. They just in the queue, though. They in the queue, so.
Yeah. I know they can't answer, yeah, man.
Straight up.
But Shalom, Ak. Kwam Yasha'Allah.
Yeah, yeah. The brother Faraz was like, Art Chalk was like, yeah, man, them two last two tracks, fire. I ain't got them. I need them. So I'm like, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Want to get another one?
Yeah. Let's make it do what it do, brother.
This one is an exclusive. Nobody ain't heard but y'all. This is
okay.
A track. Just a track about repentance. It's about a man. It's about a man. He's going through stages, you know, the first stage, you know, if you want to apply it to my life, you can, but I know this is a way that a lot of us come into the truth, you know, you street dude first, you know, you deal with the Christian lifestyle, and then you come into, you know, if the Most High chooses you, you know, because a lot of people are going to stay Christians forever, and it's because he's not picking them out. You know, so just knowing who we are, you know, we got to accredit that to the Most High, because a lot of people didn't have the ears to hear it, you know, and, you know, that's what the last stage is. He's coming into an Israelite, you know. There's three verses. The first two verses, you know, the first verse, he a street dude. Second verse, he a Christian, you know. And he's receiving during these two stages, and then on the third stage, he's an Israelite, and it turns around. He's giving out, you know, he's pushing out that living water, you know what I'm saying, in the third track, you know, he turns into a teacher, and he's warning, you know, he's warning the people. He picks up a role as, you know, like an Enoch or like a Noah, you know. So, let's get into that one. Repentance.
All right, repent.
Let's get it.
For the Lord,
the locker.
Spirit, thy power is the beginning of wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Come, find the mind as we are taught in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
Let's get it. I remember when the walls closed in. The mirror shining on me, look at your scene. Look at all the people you hurt. Every time you get a chance, you just do dirt. Side piece, really love you, why you lead her wrong? Main squeeze cooking for you, why you leave her home? Got the youngsters turned up like a speakerphone. Out here looking up to you, but they getting gone. Everything you ever known back in California. You in the snow wearing Tim's, what you really on? All the death you escaped was by my hand. Don't you know that I was giving you another chance? I put the ears to hear and the brain to think in you. And I'ma throw you through the ground the next thing you do. Busted out my sleep at 3 a.m. Had never read a single scripture, but he sent the fish. Call your name, Pop, I call your name. My apologies for everything. Your response, I got your response. And I'm about to
to give it everything I got.
Hosea 4:6, my peoples are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children.
Yeah. Who would have knew? Guess who the true brood? Nobody else, it's the curse, it got to be you. I got loose, AWOL from the Christian church. Ducking past the phone calls, trying to get to work. Cause the legend J ain't even 500 years old. Revelation 1:15, I realize lies been told. Precept, look at Daniel 10:6, Daniel 7:9, and I like to have a fit. Deuteronomy 28:48, describes our escape, off in Babylon the Great. Jeremiah 17:4, kindle the fire and thine anger that the burn forever was foe. What started Luke chapter 28 at 15. Get comfy, grab a cup of tea and just read. You mean to say the law's still firm in place? Once again I hit my knees and fall on my face. Call your name, Father, I call your name. My apologies for everything. Your response, I got your response. And I'm about to give it everything I got.
Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yeah. I will help you, yeah. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Tell me something, how well can you apologize? Something that the heavens respect and idolize. How good could you admit it in a humble tone? Slot your pride to the side and say I was wrong. We only tear down, can't build nothing up. Then want some sympathy when we about to self-destruct. A higher serious by this word, he ain't letting up. Better fast, if a meal don't even chef it up. You ain't gotta wait to die, he bring your hell on earth. Keep tempting them, he greet you through your kids first. Visiting the third and fourth generation of them that hate him. Can't escape them, or aggravate them, make them, or break them. And everything you didn't do will come back. Got your bed and hit your knees on the ground like a back catcher. He merciful, when it's time he gon' tend the flock. And he not mocked, when it's time he gon' clear the block. Call your name, Father, I call your name. My apologies for everything. I got your response
by the Most High,
and I'm about to give it everything I got.
Jeremiah 46:28. Fear thou not, O my servant Jacob. Stand thy power, for I am with thee. For I will make a full end of the nations where I have driven thee. But I will not make a full end of you, but correct thee in measure.
All right, we back tuned into the Lion's Den. Warriors in Christ, welcome to Brother Maverick Run. That was Repent, the exclusive track.
I'm on. Yeah, I like that track.
Most definitely. Gun.
Let me think what's next. Get wood and stone.
Okay.
Why not get wood and stone, you know, with my Ock John Boy. One of my favorites. Really just celebrating, you know, finding our God, you know, our power, you know, Ahia, Shaw Ahia. You know what I mean? For so long, dealing with these other religions and things like that and trying to attach ourselves to those religions which are not ours, you know, but are actually against us and that keep us weak and keep us from having our own nation, you know. That's, you know, what happened, you know, we were filtered into these other nations, you know, as scripture tells us, you know, so we coming out of that, you know, and we cleaving to, you know, our own power, you know, and that's what Wood and Stone is celebrating, you know. Let's go ahead and get that one.
All right.
Deuteronomy 4:28, and there ye shall serve God, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, that neither see, hear, eat, nor smell.
Let's get that precept, though, Ox, line upon line.
Get the precept, let's get it. Deuteronomy 28:36, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods.
wood and stone.
You praying, but you ain't praying right. You play the game, but you ain't playing right. You worship what our fathers never heard of. That's why we serve them and they don't serve us. You praying, but you ain't praying right. You play the game, but you ain't playing right. Wood and stone ain't saving my life. Cause my power is greater than your God.
Your God is this weak. Ahaya is the bully, and your God the little brother of the pipsqueak. You got 1,000 gods, that's past plenty. Your chance is slim, that's if you had any. Your false god will shatter if I stumped it. It'll fall and won't get up if I bumped it. You worship a rock, it ain't diamond or nothing. It ain't even tall enough to go climbing or nothing. Life after death, then you double lost. If you rock a crucifix, you been double crossed. Your pastor took his right lead. All of y'all going nowhere at light speed. You've been cursed for the worst, take a light read. Show them that they Hebrews and they might leave. Jumping up and down, your pastor made you sweat. Been praying for 3 hours, they ain't praise you yet. Father,
you praying but you ain't praying right. You say the game but you ain't playing right. You worship what our fathers never heard of. That's why we serve them and they don't serve us. You praying but you ain't praying right. You say the game but you ain't playing right. Wood and stone ain't saving my life. Cause my power is greater than your God.
The Most High needed the people for himself. Abram, Isaac, and Jacob chose Israel. And though you tried to rebate, you ain't did well. With all them objects you make, you serve Baal-Zebub. We brought that Exodus 20 verse 3. Thou shalt have note of the God before me. As you cross the line of scrimmage, dealing with the graven image, it is detrimental to the spirit. Feel it, cause you finna get it. The stone is thrown, chuck it and it's gone. You'll be cast from a higher if you try to be your own man. That wood ain't good. Tell me how you could place something over you that you could shake with your own hand. That same cross they used to hang us on, let alone set us on fire. Learning truth from a liar, love from a hater, war from a coward. That's a brimstone shower, courtesy of God's power.
Step away from the idolatry with your hands up. Good job. Okay, now, praise the high.
You praying, but you ain't praying right. You say the game, but you ain't playing right. You worship what our fathers never heard of. That's why we serve them and they don't serve us. You praying but you ain't praying right. You say the game but you ain't playing right. Wood and stone ain't saving my life. Cause my power is greater than your God. You praying but you ain't praying right. You say the game but you ain't playing right. You worship what our fathers never heard of. That's why we serve them and they don't serve us. You praying but you ain't praying right. You say the game but you ain't playing right. Wood and stone ain't saving my life. Cause my power is greater than your God.
Yeah, offer not your knockout gods anymore, save Jacob. Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Hear, O Israel, the Most High, thy power is one. Or in the Hebrew, Shemaya, Sha'ala, Ahaya, Alahaya, Noah, Ahaya, Ah, God.
All right, back to the Lion's Den. You're tuned in, Warriors of Christ, with the brother Maverick Bronze on the Shabbat, bringing it in. Go ahead, Ox.
I'm on. Yeah, I like that track right there. A lot of people get offensive, but so what, you know? It's true.
Right.
You know, if you're mad at the truth, you mad at the truth, you're automatically siding with a lie. I don't think people understand that. You know, you should never get angry at what the truth is, you know. You should automatically want to cleave to what truth is, you know.
Mm.
Otherwise, you're dealing with something false. You're dealing with something that don't even exist, you know. Smoke and mirrors, you know, something made up. You know, I don't think people understand the seriousness of that, you know. Like, a lot of people, they keep doing what they've been doing, you know, because the truth is not convenient, you know. A lot of people build up they build up a lot of things on the lie. And then when they come into the truth, they don't necessarily want to let go of them lies, you know, because they put, you know, a lot of years into it and, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into the things that they believe, you know. But that's that Second Theologians 2, chapter 2, verse 9 through 12. Can we get that? Can we read that one real quick? That's my favorite scripture when it comes to, yeah. Let's get that one, Tom.
Get it. One moment. That was 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 through 12.
Con.
All right, one moment out. I got this new Bible here. Please bear with me, brethren and sisters out there.
Pull the sword out. Swing!
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, boom. Here it is. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. Even him who is coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved, verse 11. And for this cause, the Most High shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, verse 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure and unrighteousness. That's amazing, brother. Right on time.
God, you know, that they will believe a lie. He sent them strong delusion. You know, that's one that I only had to see once, you know. First time I saw that, I was tanked, you know. Like getting hit with a bowling ball, just boom. I understood automatically the Most High is doing this, you know. That's why they don't understand, you know, because they, you know, they have it in their hearts to choose something else other than the truth. As soon as you did that, you was in trouble. Because now you just have a lie. And all lies come to an end. Only the truth stands. You know, so that lie coming to an end is your life. You know?
Me. Yeah. Kind.
Perfect. Shalakia, perfect time to bring in They Lie.
Oh, yeah. Hold on one second. Brother Dwayne, you there, brother? I know what's going on with the brother, and I have to see what's going on after throughout this song. But all right, without further ado, They Lie.
The people in Israel right now are not Jews; they're Khazars. Your true Druze, or your true Yehud, are the so-called black person, or African American, as you like to call them sometimes. They're not African at all. They're the true Jews. They're the true Hebrews that were brought over here on ships, which the scriptures mention.
Who made betrayed him, blatantly forsaken him, didn't want to stay with him. Sold the birthright for a bloody raw slate of meat, gave it to Selah B and stayed away from me. Committed and dedicated to killing Jacob C. Separation plea, it's all the same to me. Holocaust, who financed Hitler's infantry? There's only one people that's faking the name, show me one. It's only one people had all that taken.
I know thy poverty, thy rights, and thy tribulations.
You rich though, Israel, you good.
Claim to be Jews that are not, but are pretending thy forsaken.
But the tribe of Gad was still 12,000.
I know the blasphemy does though, but thou art rich.
And the tribe of Asher was still 12,000.
Claim to be Jews that are not, but all the
sinners
are
forsaken.
Right up, right up.
No.
But they're not
high.
But they're not. They're not. But they're not.
From the tribe of
Naphtali,
but still
crushed out. Claim to be Jews and are not. But all the
sinners
are forsaken.
From the tribe of Manasseh, but still crushed out.
But they're not high. But they're not. They're not. But they're not.
From the tribe of Simeon, but still crushed out.
Claim to be Jews and are not. But all the sinners are forsaken.
From the tribe of Levi, but still crushed out.
But they're not high.
Tuned into the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. Got the brother Maverick Bronze in the den with us tonight. You know, on the Shabbat.
Shabbat Shalom.
All the way live. Shabbat Shalom, bro. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the brother Dwayne. You there? I don't know what happened with my op, but it's all to the good. If anything, we're gonna keep it rolling, man. We're gonna keep it rolling.
Con.
Oh, you can hear me?
Oh, yeah, now we can. Okay, that's.
Oh cool. Man, I've been on mute the whole. I done had the thing on mute. Yeah. I've been talking. I'm trying to get. I'm serious though.
I'm like I see the brother in the queue, but what's going on, brother? You'll figure it out. Don't mess with that. Okay, you there? But
yeah, okay, man.
Well. Yeah, it's, so it's great, man. Great show. We got a lot of brothers responding via text and. Via the Skype, you know, I'm bonding on a lot of different things. Got a lot of brothers in the queue, man. We're moving right along. Maverick Bronze, what's up, man? Let's talk to us. What you want to do next, brother?
Next, I want to do Yasharala, man. You know,
okay.
It was given to me by our big Gaja, you know, from the search engine international. He gave it to me. I did it, you know. Cool track, you know. About relationships, my relationships in Israel, you know, because that's, you know, that's the family right there, you know. So, you know, that's real important, you know. When the brothers and sisters, you know, when they come into the truth, they tend to want that wife even more so, you know, just somebody to be devoted to. You know what I mean? Just that one person, you know, where you don't have a conscience of, okay, maybe one day I'll be with somebody else. You know, all of that is out of the question when, you know, you're coming into this truth. Because the Most High, you know, he didn't intend it that way, that we jump around through partners and stuff like this, you know. So when they come into the truth, they want that one, you know. So... this was me giving them a little bit, you know, giving them their part, you know. It's making a lot of people cry, and I didn't intend that, and it's making a lot of people uneasy, you know. And I just want to tell them, you know, it's about patience, you know. Be patient, you know, because you're only going to do this one time right here, you know, if it's right, you know, if it's ordained by a higher. You know, you're only going to do this one time, so don't be in no rush, you know. Just let it come, you know. And, you know, so let's go ahead and get that one. Yasha Rala, man. You know, it's a remix of Kaimani Marley and Prodigy. So let's get that one time.
And she didn't know to kill him. She was in love with Yasha Alaman. Fire was burning.
Fire for your shot.
And burning.
Fire for your shot.
Till I got what she was holding.
Stressful days, sleepless nights. Cause she got the type that don't keep it tight. Couldn't care less how she sees what's right. Thinking hanging out in the streets, what's nice. Not getting along so they fall out. Feel something is wrong so he walk out. And you know what Corinthians 7 say. We ain't down to non-believers that walked away. She wanted God to remain for her man to be. Scriptures done showed her what a man should be. One knowing what the Father got planned for thee. And walk right into the kingdom with his family. Hope, hope, and on either side. We could go eat from the tree of life. The unrighteous way is gone out of style. She don't want the glitter, she want your shot house.
And she didn't know to tell him she was in love with a young shot on the man. Fire was burning.
Fire for your shot.
Burning.
Fire for your shot.
Tell her God what she was doing.
Her life was hard, her heart was scarred. Taught the knowledge of the Most High God. Heard her prayers, he sent rewards. Her spirit came flying out of Babylon. Now she don't want no wicked drug dealer. A lawyer, a doctor, or a rapper can't get her. She need an Israelite, understanding and wisdom. Meat tree white, and his friend just shimmer. She all in Proverbs 31:10. Saving her beauty for her real husband. Holding her tongue, never running a lip. And she covered up her head when she studied the script. Asking the truth, got the job, he hired. Strong enough to pick her up high, she like it. Can't find the words, she just knows she flying. The one that got her, he had to come through a high, through a high.
And she wants to be free from all this captivity. So she'll be who she will be. They can't tell her who she needs. They can't tell her who she wants. Who she can't. She talk her own a chance. Chart her own a path. And follow her own a heart. And she didn't know to tell him she was in love with a gunshot.
All right, we're back. You tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. Brother Yohanathan speaking alongside with the brother Dwayne and special guest tonight, the brother Maverick Bronze in the den. All right.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
I got a special request.
Let's get it.
Ten principles, Banawat. You and Banawat.
Oh, man, that's a talented brother right there. Banawat. Yeah, that's a beautiful track, too. One of the only tracks my wife liked. She loves that track. Yeah, we put it down on that one there. Yeah, we can get it. Let's get it.
Ride is real, shake it off, get it off your mind is real. Get your strength up so you can climb is real. Built to put our nations on your spine is real. Saddled up, it's about the time is real. Everything dark, you forgot to shine is real. You ain't fit to dine is real.
From the east to the west, caught this lost sheep.
will never stop professing the truth and reaping abundant fruit, effectively reaching out and speaking to the youth, maturing older life. This plethora of knowledge reaches over out of sight. I'm Banawa from the tribe of Benjamin, and I'm just a man, and one thing I know is that I know nothing. I take a dose of humbleness leading into discussion. I like my spirit on the rocks, set aside on the coaster. When you take a sip of Christ, there's no need for a cup of Folgers. The best part of waking up in the morning to truth is substantial evidence that's difficult to refute. His principles of teaching, I'll start off by giving you mana Allah, number one I just said in the Hebrew. The first principle in the oracles of Bahaya, Hebrews 5 and 12, one teacher for your provider. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 is crucial. The second principle is studying for approval. The third principle, 119-104, in the book of Psalms, precepts will help you even more. The fourth principle, using words they understand. 14, 8 and 9, read the 1 Corinthians. What?
Hey, that time blew past.
That's cool, Bronze. You know, you with that?
Hey, that's crazy. I feel like we just got started.
Yeah, nah, man. That time is rolling.
We're
coming up on. Right. We got like probably another 45 minutes in the OT, so we probably got about an hour from now.
We got an hour OT. But what we could do, man, I'm looking at some of these people who have been here from the beginning. You know, you could pull them in because, you know, some people have been for a minute. Pull them in.
I see that.
Set them all up and
all right, we're going to start from the TOP. We got, looks like we got the brother Cleese. We're going to be pulling you in right now. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. What's going on, brother?
Hey, Shalom, brothers. I'm gonna back down and let my other brothers get in. But I'm gonna put it like this. I'm gonna call Maverick Bronze. He said he wanted shorten the name down to be on this level right here. I'm gonna fall back and let my brothers kick in, and then when we get to the after hours, I'm kicking back, got the wine vibing, filling it. You know what I mean? This is clean. This is Killer Cleve from the north, from the Brick City, baby. You know what I mean? So I'm feeling you. We're going to do this. We hey, all praises to a higher bar, Shem Yeshaya. MB, you on the list. You on the list. There's some things going on in the background with Chop, Paraz, baby. I know you there. You know what I mean? I'm just going to fall back and bless you, brothers. Bless you. Y'all lighten the brother up. For real. I'm going to fall back. Peace.
Shalom. 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 Good, brother.
Shalom, brother. For real. Shalom.
Shalom.
All right. Okay. Got to appreciate that. Okay, we're going to go to the next brothers looking like Ak Paraz, a Chop Block. One
chop
moment.
Block.
Bring you into the Lion's Den. Ak Chop. I'm sorry. Ak Chop. What's up, brother? You tuned into the Lion's Den.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, what's
up? Shalom, brothers.
Shalom, Mark.
I was just coming in. I had to show my love.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And, you know, we know Bron appreciate it. You know, the family, that's what's up. Family in Christ.
Come on.
Man, I know you had quite a few songs I ain't heard. I was like, hold on, wait, I heard that one. Pineapple, run it back.
Okay. Yep, after this, I'm gonna throw them all out there. How you been,
Oh, man, just making it really what it is with you, brother. I've been MIA for a minute on a lot of things. I had popped up on Facebook and I saw you had a baby on the way. I was like, oh, snap, man, that's a blessing right there.
Come. The water, hot. Yeah, wait till they hear that one that me and you got, though.
All right,
me, you, and Shawab.
Did you send it to him already?
No.
Yeah,
you said you didn't want to release it yet.
Yeah, nah, I didn't. But I didn't know you was coming on. You could ask me. I said, go on here, throw it out there. Go on here, throw it out there.
Okay. Okay. I respect what you said, brother. You know, you weren't ready to get up off it yet, so you know, I understood that because as we see tonight, I've had some things tucked myself.
Right. It's all on you tonight, man.
Come. The water I would die.
Let y'all go ahead and do y'all thing. I'm gonna go ahead and get back in the queue now, man. Man,
Chalk.
Yo, what's up?
This brother Dwayne, I need to get with you. I'll let you. I'm gonna get with you. I'm gonna hit you on the Facebook.
Okay.
Right. All right.
Shalom.
Yep, shalom.
Shalom,
Bob. Shabbat shalom, Bob.
All right. Going to the next brother or sister from the 619. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den. Shabbat shalom, Warriors in Christ, Brother Maverick Bronze. Hello? You're tuned in to the Lions Den. The Barcelona. Going once. Going twice. All right. It might not be. They might have hit the wrong button on the intro. Going to the next 619. Going to the next 619 number. Coming in. You're tuned in to the Lions Den. Warriors in Christ. Mavericks Bronze in the building. It's the Barcelona.
It's the Barcelona.
It's the Barcelona, Mike.
Hello, what's going on, Mike? What's going on, Mike? This
name,
is Gabriel Malak.
Okay.
What's up, Mavericks Bronze?
What's up with you, Mike?
I'm doing all right, Doc. Doing all right, man. Just called in, man, just to show my support, you know. And just to say Shabbat Shalom. Hopefully we can hear that new track that we did, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That one was so next.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you let the fam hear it, you know. Hopefully they like it. And I just want to say I show my support, you know, Shabbat Shalom, and all blessings to everybody, you know.
Yes.
Say your name again, brother. My name is Gabriel Malak, Warrior King. Gabriel Malak. Out here in San Diego.
Warrior King, yes.
That's the ox, straight out of my camp,
you know.
Hold on. Let me look. What's the name of the track y'all did?
No,
that's the West Coast track. Yeah. With Brother Izzy, right?
Yeah,
that's jamming. We going into that next.
Hold on, man. What's the name of the song, brother? What's the name of the song?
Hey, we can.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, man. Hey,
check it out.
Let's go into that track. Leave the brother on. Let's go into that. Let's slide into that track, man. All right. Hold on. Let's get it. Come on. I'm on. Out on the move. I got something to prove. With nothing to lose. Everything to gain. Been through the pain. I need sunshine. You can have the rain. Searching for some better days. Together, we all rise in the land of my captivity, where they teach Trinity, philosophy in vain to see, everything done with some order and some decency, rather eat at the Most High table and get a sweet taste of that temptation, but when the smoke cleared, you gon' see who panic, seen a lot of people come, then they vanish, lost in their mind on the island they stranded, but knowing who I am, the flight never landed, pagan holidays, the Grinch just stole Christmas, laws be my life, everything else seems senseless, we Israelites over here, no Christians, endure to the end, like it's long distance, out on the move, I got something to prove, with nothing to lose, everything to gain, been through the pain, I need sunshine, you can have the rain, searching for some better day, out on the move, I got something to prove, with nothing to lose, everything to gain, been through the pain, I need sunshine, you can have the rain, searching for some better day, hope, so through these highways and byways, do it till you shy away, till the day we fly away. See, it's a highway or nothing. And if you ever say you find a way in front, and knock them looking at the suffering. You know why life's hard. Follow the rabbit hole, we to show you the bizarre. We are falling from the law, and we the people back in the book. Why you really thought they was mad at you? Your looks, he put a spirit in you that's in no other. So that's why you catch us on our qualm, Yasha Allah. Not about the fame of the whoredom of the dollar, or any other things that they throwing up to stop us. We could do it, we could get it, admit it, and say it's finished. Get dumped in the water, come back, replenish. Not the weak plan Obama was talking about, but the weekend you get at the Father's house. Out on the move, I got something to prove, with nothing to lose, everything to gain. Been through the pain, I need sunshine, you can have the rain, searching for some better day. Out on the move, I got something to prove, with nothing to lose, everything to gain. Been through the pain, I need sunshine, you can have the rain, searching for some better day.
They stay intact, now that them Hebrews is back at it, they're spitting that truth and they magic.
they can't show. And when the kingdom come down, bet you they won't go. Man, they copy off of Jake, yo, they can't flow. They got ears, but hear not. No man, I fear not one. None of them, not here, not near I. They living straight, cowardly. Can you follow me, follow me? See the great golf fish, see no casualties. Actually, it's many, but not on Christ's side. Better check your foundation, here comes the high tide.
Out on the move, I got something to prove. With nothing to lose, everything to gain. Been through the pain, I need sunshine. You can have the rain, searching for some better days.
Man, praise the higher for that collaboration. Just want to say that. That's a major track. Real quick, we only got 14 seconds. The number to call in overtime is 754-300-6344. That's 754-300-4. Put your phone on mute and just send a text message if you want to speak to the brethren. All right? So that's pretty much what it is. Man, that was a motivational track, man. And since we started opening up the lines, bro, we must have got like five or six more callers. So you already know what it is, man. So let's do what we do. That was a blessed track, though, for real.
Yeah.
The water.
Most definitely want to check out some more of the brother work. So, we'll get in contact with the brother through Map and go from there. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to hear what else he got out there, what else he working with.
Oh yeah. Start right now. Some of these numbers. So what are we doing? We gonna take some more callers or what? What's good? Cause we got a lot of brothers. And see, like I see John Boy, we got your Carol, we got a lot of brothers out here, man. Just in the den right now, showing love. So.
Okay.
Keep on going. It's getting good.
Okay.
Hold on one second. What's the brother's name right there? Who's because we still got his line open. Who was just speaking?
That's Gabar Malak.
Okay. All right, Gabar Malak. Okay. I will be locking you in.
All right.
Got you locked in. Okay, roll it, bro. It's on you, brother.
Okay, let's get me and Fred and the Genius higher. Our track, one of our tracks. We got some more stuff coming. Got some stuff under wraps with Ock right now. That's so cold, you know. Waiting for Dayog. As soon as I get his verse back, that one is out. And got some other stuff coming too. With Ock Fred, but let's get. Can I ask you anything? Beautiful singing voice this brother got for Ohio.
Oh yeah, I love this track, brother. Let's get it.
Heavenly Father, can I ask you anything? Heavenly Father.
Father,
and righteousness.
To the Lions Den. That was a beautiful track right there. Okay.
I want
to ask you anything.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Izzy is asking, Brother Izzy, he asking for the number,
the overtime number?
Hold on. Yeah, he asking for the overtime number.
All right, that is
754-300-6344.
Just tell them to keep his phone on mute. Or just text if you want to, like, ask something or whatever. Just tell them to text that same number, and I'll see it. But just tell them to put his phone on mute. Background noise, you know how that be.
Gone. Sure.
Man, we got a lot of
right now.
We done lost Brother Wayne. He got kicked out. He'll be back. It's all good, though.
I'm on.
Top block, brother. Lock the bug above my lock. Locked in there. Yeah, I knew he was going to start losing brothers, too. That's why I had to try to throw that info out there.
Okay.
But the two still kind of slow, though. We still got quite a few. I don't know if you want to just jump back into the songs, because we do got quite some time. We got about 50 minutes, but we got people that's been waiting in the queue for about 2 hours.
Okay, let's get
that
in.
Let's get in. All right, we are putting in the next caller. If you're listening, you're at a 619 number. Pulling you in right now. You're tuned in to the Lions Den. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
What's going on, brother? What's your name?
Okay, they gone.
Okay, yeah, they gone. That's cool. We'll move on to the next one. Pulling somebody in on me closing. That might have been. Well, hopefully they got the overtime number. They can just text. Next number, we're pulling you in from the 9. Go ahead. From the 912, we're pulling you in. 912. Shabbat Shalom, you tuned in to the Lions Den. Shabbat Shalom, tuned in to the Lions Den.
Oh.
Okay, they gone. 619 calling. Hold on.
Yeah, they probably getting bumped over to the overtime. I had to call, you know.
All right, pulling in the next caller. This looks like the brother Yakal. I'm pretty sure it is. One moment. Yakal, we're pulling you in, brother, if you can hear us. You tuned in to the Lions Den. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Maki. How you doing?
What's going on? Shabbat. Great, man.
Shabbat. I'm doing good. I'm just listening to my brother Bronze banging tracks, man. Keep them banging, Maki.
Tawada, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Maki. Thanks for playing that track, Tawada. Yeah, that's definitely, all them, I haven't heard one I ain't like yet.
God, the water ark, all praise to the Most High, the higher. We got to get one in, me and you, Ark.
No, I'm in now.
Yeah, we got
you. Yo, we going to get it in our kid.
Yeah.
That's the brother you care, Dwayne.
We do got
What's happening, you care? What's good with you?
Yeah, I'm just relaxing on the Shabbat, getting my rest in, you know?
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah. That's definitely, man. That, but listening to your biography too, Aki, was real inspiring. You know, we can all relate on a lot of different levels on this.
Right.
Yeah, that's where the Most High was gonna get him from. That's where he was gonna pick him from the bottom. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ones with the ears to hear.
It's real humbling to understand that, you know, the backgrounds we all came from, the Most High showed mercy on us. A lot of our brothers who didn't receive that same mercy, you know, and you know, they died in their sins, you know. But to see that he was delivered from that stuff, man, it humbles you, man. It humbles you.
Yeah, that's the cold reality of it, that, you know, he's only saving, you know, the cherry off of the top of the cake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the coldest part of it all, is that, you know, most of the people we love in the world is going to perish, man. They're going to perish. That's why we guns. That's why we guns so hard talking to them, and, you know. But if he didn't give them the ears, they not going to hear it if he didn't give them the ears.
Yeah.
So that's one of my main prayers right there, Father. You know, give my people the ears. You know, give them the ears to hear this.
Well, all we can do is plant the seed, IQ, but he'll provide the increase, man. You know, when you think about the folly we was in when we came into the truth, man. I mean, I didn't even get a lot of information, man. The Most High just turned the lights on for me, man. You know. And,
I spent the better part of my understanding,
you know, before I came into the truth. I spent the better part of that denying the whole book, you know, until I came to understanding and things. So, you know, if he can deliver me, and he can deliver you, man, or anybody can get delivered. You know?
That's true.
Our faith is not in humanity, but in him, in the Most High, in his power to do so.
Right.
That's right. Yam Yam.
Yeah, quick question, John. The people, is it for the conference line, because I'm getting a text, some people telling me they're calling and going to the voicemail.
I'm not sure how many people we can have in the conference line, honestly, but right now we got four people in right now, actually. You one of them. And then we got like a couple of other people that I just pulled right on in, so I'm thinking that my conference line was unlimited, but I'm not really sure. But then we still got people that's in the queue on the show. You know what I'm saying? Still, so, you know, we still got more calls to take. But if they get in the voicemail, I can't really speak on why that might be. But the lines are open as far as I know.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, so unfortunately, sorry, man, for anybody who's trying to chime in right now, they basically have to listen to the show afterwards. But we are in the overtime. The overtime number is 754-300-6344. Just leave your phone on mute, please, and just send a text message if you would like to speak to the Brother Maverick Bronze or the Warriors in Christ, or you just got a question, a comment, or what have you. Please just text the number, and we will pull you in for a question or comment.
other than that, we'll assume that you're just listening. So that's what's happening.
It's okay. It's like 3 more in the regular queue, so, you know.
Right, right. So, yeah, we're going to put you back in the queue, Brother Yakel. I know you're just vibing, listening. We're going to try to take these other 3 callers because we actually still have quite a few tracks to put out. So that's pretty much what it is, brother. Bless you, though, man. It's a blessing to hear from you, man. Been a minute, brother. Real. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Brother Yakel.
Yeah, you are. I do need to get up with you, talk to you, because like last time I talked to you, the phone issue. But most definitely, I'm gonna get at you. Most definitely.
Yeah. He done resolved it. He back online with the same one from before. So, yeah, we gotta get at him. Yeah, he got it. He back restored. We gotta get at him. So.
Okay, that's ASAP action.
Yeah, most definitely ASAP action. So. Brother Yakel, we're going to put you back in the queue, man, and we're going to wish you guys to see. You're definitely going to link in. How you willing, brother?
How you willing?
All right.
Shalom. Shabbat shalom, man. All
right.
Yeah, shalom.
We're going to pull in the next caller from the 216. Might be John, boy, not sure, but 216, we're pulling you in right now. Tuned in to the Lion's Den.
Shabbat
shalom. What's good, boy?
What's good?
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Oh, yeah, man. We just sitting back chilling, vibing like everybody else, man. Wait for these tracks, man. We was anxious. We missed you last week. So we want to go miss you again.
Right.
Okay. How you doing, Doc John, boy?
You know, same old, same prayed up. Watching the time.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, that's my brother right there. That's the first brew I collab with right there is Doc John Boy.
Right.
All praise the brew right there.
We got a song too that I got tucked.
Oh yeah.
About the beef. Yeah.
Hey,
call me.
Right. Hey, right quick, John Ford, man, you know this, you know who this is. I'm not finna mess with you right quick, man. the song Real You, man, when you said, he don't go to church, I'll get this dude, you feel me?
Yeah, that's how it is.
When that came out last week, right? Oh. Did we?
I put that out. I don't know when. I put that CD out like last week. I think 2 weeks ago. I don't remember.
What a video!
Oh, the song. I put that out.
It is a video. Yeah, it is a video and a song. Yeah, I seen.
Yeah, man.
I like the all y'all brothers, man. Thank y'all, brother, for standing up in the truth, because that's that encouragement to keep me going. You feel me? Because, you know, be looking at y'all, brother, moving and, you know what I'm saying, grinding and pushing and, you know what I'm saying, to keep going. So I'd be like, man, look, if the next brother could keep going, I could keep going. You feel me?
That's what it is. Iron sharpens iron.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So we about to fall back. You know, pull out some more exclusive Brother Brian's, man. We going to just chill out. And he and the wife, baby, and, you know, soak it up on the Shabbat.
On the Shabbat. Y'all ready to get some more tracks?
Yeah, we got we just got like maybe, all right, John Boy, we're going to put you back in the queue. We only got like maybe 1 or 2 other people, then we can just rip it.
All right, John Boy.
Okay. Okay, sure.
Let's see, we got
Shabbat shalom, Mark.
We got Shalom Judah. One moment. Shalom Judah, shalom.
Shalom, Judah.
Hold on, hold on. Let me try to go to the other line. They might got everything cranked up all the way up over there.
Time.
The Barcelona, you tuned into the Lions Den. The La Judah. All right. All right, looks like we don't have anything there. And like I was saying, I know we got a couple other people in the overtime line. I guess just send a text. I haven't gotten any texts from anybody in the overtime line. So I guess without further ado, man, we're going to roll into the rest of these tracks, man, for real. So that's what it is, Bronze. Let us know where we at with it. Let's do it.
Okay, let's get don't get too comfortable. You know, Ock, about, about the falling of the high powers, you know, the Ephesians 6:12, you know what I'm saying? Let's get them real quick. Don't get too comfortable.
Every last one of y'all, look, when y'all shit get done, ain't gon' be none of y'all, you won't talk now. But to get there, you got down, made to itch your mouth when all the Gentiles flocked around. Ain't the 12 tribes up inside now, but we're about to pass 2,000, we've been trotted it down. Now we screaming, we the mob, wanna be Italian. Sisters out of hair blind, got the line crouching. Streets a graveyard, full of broken dreams and doubting. Y'all bringing in keys, catching us with ounces. Shot up, locked up in the prison houses. And nobody say restore them. Planet Parenthood for them. Open the door to them. Show them through abortion. We don't want no more of them. Keep it clean. Hit them with this vaccine. Need to dumb them down. They get still slobbering their team. What's gon' lead here? Turn his back on his people, not your tree here. I bet you better look deeper in the scripture to pay closer attention to them that you call niggas and fix. American native indigenous, Jamaican, Haitian, what you think this is? All your slaves waking up and we doing the work. It's coming from Rawat Kadosh, not your school or your church. Your monetary system crashing and falling apart. And I ran mad at you, then the blast you was dark. Your food used to be grown. Nowadays it's clone and everything you ever known. Putting cancer in your bones. Your God has been the devil, you a man, so we hate you. Using up the last of you before he forsakes you. So let's get this famine and nuclear substance. The crown for the righteous and for the wicked judge.
The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. In his stead. Psalms 7:14. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He hath made a pit and digged it, and hath fallen into the ditch that he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pace. And I will praise the Most High. According to his righteous, I will sing praises to the name of Ahayah Bahashem Yeshaya.
tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ. This is your brother, Jonathan, alongside with Dwayne, and we got Maverick Bruns in the building.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, up.
Okay. Let's get Rawak next.
Okay.
Let's get Rawak, the Holy Spirit.
Comfort me through all this madness. Comfort me through all this madness.
Blowing through the trees, the wind, the fire, breeze in the atoms we perceive. She is oxygen, one and only air form where we get our air from. So I check, carry on. She is truth. She is everything real, anything that's revealed. She that very ordeal. She is good, bad, don't always appeal. If you up against the father, she can dish a cold deal. Yeah, Ishtar ain't got nothing on her. She left Ishtar's lungs. Ishtar was a goner. She bore record in heaven from the beginning. The reason the God of Israel gave men, women. You could diss Joshua and still could get another try. But if you ever diss for what, you gon' die. Bottom line, the mother of all mother, source of all nurturer, decorated the earth like women to ranch furniture. But why? Even when we adore, as my sins kept eating me, but what came treated me, dispatched by the most higher, higher came speedily, lost on the corner, pain deep in myself, they think I'm crying for this, I'm crying for something else, had a misery, no form of happiness ever matched, had an itch in me, my money and women could never scratch, but the comfort did that, but what did that, the truth did that, the Holy Spirit did that, and I preach it down the barrel of a gun. Take my flesh, but my spirit, you get none. Kingdom still gon' come. We gon' still be done. And anything that's a lie, your falsehood can't run. One time for the spirit, the truth sweeping the block for higher. For Hashem, you shy. Just definitely done for. Why? Some of you got out. When you had no idea how you was ever gonna make it through this one. That was for why. For why. That was for why. When nothing made sense, it suddenly just became clear. Oh yeah, she's with me. For why? Yeah, she's with me. When you was risen in abundance and rejoiced again in the Strong's Court, that was for why. She's H7307. You was on your deathbed and you was dying and suddenly you just started reviving. For why? Suddenly you felt too wrong for that childish lifestyle you was living. That was why.
Come on.
Messiah, one of my why shall I want to run? But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father shall send in my name, the Father shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Talking about the Holy Spirit, y'all. Amen. Shalom.
Right, you bet. back tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ, Brother Maverick Bronze. All right, all. Let's do it. All
right. Next, we're getting, let me see. Looks like that's it.
No, we didn't play, we didn't play Real Jew yet. And then don't forget what the outro is. Link.
The Real Jew, we could play that John Bull song, though, but we could play that, but as for, you sure that's all Brother Mal songs? Nah,
oh, Linger. Linger's going to be the last
one. Yeah, we got to get the Linger.
Linger's the last one.
Let's get the Shabbat Shalom one time. Y'all got that one loaded up?
So which one? The remix or the regular one?
The original Shabbat Shalom.
The original, no, we don't have that one.
Yeah, we
don't
have that one. Well, we could run the remix back. It's a Sabbath. We can play that 24 times if you want to. Play it again. Let's run it.
Yeah, let's get that one.
All right. For sure.
Yeah. Shabbat Shalom. Yeah. Crank with a young seminite this Shabbat. Yeah. Friday, come up from dusk to dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Friday, come up from dusk to dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. And now to get you right, I know the days be high, Lord, I'ma ears with life. Coming straight from the tribe, but you're high without. Send me in this spot, that's my Akiyah. I am that my God. So like y'all, I think I mean power. Crush them idols, then define power. I wake up, in the mouth, straight to the good work. Get it on, cause a man can't live on bread alone. Y'all starving to death, get it wrong. Kinda blow so far and go hard. Let the whole hood know from the front yard. And you can bet your bottom dollar. That's when I do with this for y'all, Sharada. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Keeping that ball till we all get to heaven. On that walk, baby, we quick to step. And prosper against us, shall no weapon. All praise to the Most High, heat protection. Cut it down the middle, put it in a C-section. One time for the just shot, heat correction. Y'all dealing with the first day, keep the seven. Friday, hung up from dusk to dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Friday, hung up from dusk to dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Remember the Sabbath and keeping it holy. Praise the Most High, only He really know me. The law of self-sense, I've been teaching you different commodities. Hard as these bitches are phony. We under that grace and we thanking the Lord. For Christ, they're not there to wait with the law. That only means we can't judge anymore. We all will be judging the day of the Lord. Remember the Sabbath, remember the Sabbath. I stick to the scriptures, I'm reading the Sabbath. God, if they need that no man deceived, they'll lead you astray if they teach and they act. Sabbath day, the Lord blessed. That's the day when the Lord rested on me, I'm relaxed. Also, it's all for the Duke and for others while keeping the Sabbath. Gotta be careful, if you have no knowledge, just speak to a pastor, or preach to some man. It's that Sunday worship from Constantine, a pagan from Greece, man, that heathen was savage. Under captivity, not for long. My savior is Shia, he got the throne. Every Shabbat, I'm gonna rock to the song. Kwanya Sha'ala, Shabbat Shalom. Friday, sun up from dusk to dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Friday, sun up from dusk to dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Friday, sun up from dusk to dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Friday, sun up from dusk to dawn. Saturday, when I wake up in the morning. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shalom. Yeah, that's right.
Right, Shabbat Shalom remix, Brother Maverick Bronze and Neverless running that one back. Had to do it two times on the Shabbat.
I'm on. Yeah.
All right, so we're rolling up on the final couple of minutes of the show, it looks like.
I know we got the song Linger, which is about 10 minutes. That's a great track too, man. That's a great song for the outro, basically. So, and a little mini lesson on that too for the brethren to give ear to at the end of the Shabbat.
Go ahead and get a description of that. Run it and, you know, do your thing on it.
Sawadah, let's get that. The last track is Lingers. Pretty long song. It's like 10 minutes. Give a short lesson on the end, but it's really to usher the brothers in, you know, to the truth. Actually dedicated to, you know, all my brothers who I grew up with. You know, this is their song, you know. They must feel far away from me, you know. This is my way of letting them know, you know, where it all comes to a head. You know, it's all connected, you know. I'm not practicing some strange thing, you know. So I was really trying to drive that point home, you know, to my brothers from the sandbox, you know, and, for the other brothers out there that's going to come across this track, you know, it's really tying together who we are and what our curses are and who our God is, you know, and what we're supposed to be doing, you know. We're supposed to be on these commandments. Everything that you see us going through is a result of us, you know, falling from the commandments, you know. And from falling from the commandments, everything you see us suffering is scriptural. You know, so let's go ahead and get into that one, you know, through the Spirit of the Most High. You know, let's get a Linger one time.
We want that Linger out there. We are doing this for the preservation of our race.
Don't
ready?
No.
One,
no.
Two,
no.
Three, fire!
Jack, what they want from me, why can't I just take a we just linger.
Isaiah 51:20,
yes,
thy sons have fainted. They lie at the head of the street corner as a wild bull in the net. They are full of the fury of the Lord, Most High punishing you. The rebuke of thy God. The rebuke of thy God. You are the children of Israel.
The rebuke of thy God.
Why are we so afraid of the truth? Why are we so afraid to talk about it? Like it's going to go away if they just ignore it. But the bottom line is, it's not going to go away. We're not going to just disappear.
Check it out, look. Check it out. You got a minute? Look, tell me this ain't up. Deuteronomy 28:68. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, and there thou shalt be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. That's slaves. You know what I'm saying? And no man shall buy you. That means no man will pay the price to free us. From there we go to Leviticus 26:37. Check it out, look. And they shall fall one upon another as if it were before a sword. So that means it's by violence. When none pursue it. When none pursue it, that means it's not coming from an outside source. It means we're doing it to ourselves. None is pursuing us. That means we're killing ourselves. And ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies. So, you know what I'm saying? What power do we have to stand against the police? You know what I'm saying? The National Guard. You know what I'm saying? The Army. We don't have none of that, you know? 38 says, and ye shall perish among the heathen. Now see me, Israel. And we just dying, you know, amongst these heathen, these Gentile nations. You know, because the Most High is angry with us. Check it out. And the land of your enemies shall eat you up. Tell me that ain't nothing. 39. And they that are left for you shall pine away in the iniquity of your enemy's land. Pine away means to waste away. So we wasting away in the iniquity, which iniquity is sin. So that means we wasting away in the sin of our enemy's land. And is that not what we doing in these ghettos? Check it out. Look, Isaiah 42:22. But this is a people that is robbed and spoiled. So they took everything from us. And to spoil is just to let us rot. That's us. You understand what I'm saying? Look, let's go on. They are all of them snared in holes. And they are hid in prison houses. Now, who packing these prisons? We pack these prisons. We outnumber everybody in the prison. Us, the children of Israel. And they are for a prey. So that means we just getting hunted down. And none deliver them. There ain't nobody saving them, you know, for a spoil. So we just rotting away. And none says restore. So nobody is saying restore us. Nobody is coming to pick us up. Nobody is coming to get us. Nobody is coming to rehabilitate us. We get back out the pen and deal with the same stuff all over again. Wind up right back in there. Look, Deuteronomy 28:25. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them and shall be removed into all kingdoms in the earth. Now let's go back to thou shalt go out one way against them. That means we trying to fight back, but you know, flee seven ways before them, it means we get split up. You know what I'm saying? We end up fighting each other. And think about how the past was. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X was against each other. They didn't get along, you know what I'm saying? They was rivals. Check it out. What happened to the Panthers? They all got split up. They all turned to drugs, you know what I'm saying? They all turned on each other. They got killed. They was getting killed in the street, smoking crack, and all of this stuff, you know what I'm saying? Same thing with the Crips, you know what I'm saying? And the Bloods and stuff, you know what I'm saying? They was put together, they was put together to try to protect the community, you know what I'm saying? But what happened? They got split up. They ended up killing each other. And thou shalt be removed into all kingdoms of the earth. We the only people who ain't got no kingdom. We don't got no money. We ain't got our face on no money. You know what I'm saying? We don't got no monetary system. You know what I'm saying? We don't got no land that we govern and control. We don't got no government. You know what I'm saying? We the only people on this earth that don't have that. So this has got to be talking about us. You understand what I'm saying? Look, we don't have no natural resource that's coming out of our ground that's paying us, that's keeping us rich, like all of these other nations got. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28:48 and see why that is. And see the curse that was put on us about that. Check it out. Look here. Deuteronomy 28:48. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemy, which the Lord will send against thee. So the Most High sent them on us for disobedience, for not following the law. You know what I'm saying? In hunger, in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. That's us. Bottom line. Look. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. And so he destroyed us. You know what I'm saying? He put that yoke on our neck.
slavery. He destroyed us. We forgot who we was. You know what I'm saying? That's why we trying to wake up now and undo all of the things that he did. He destroyed us. We don't even know who we is no more. But we know now. Look at this. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 28. Look. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart that's shocked. You know, we can't see. We blind. You know what I'm saying? With madness, we angry, we crazy. Is that not us? And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind grope in darkness. So we might as well be blind. We don't got no eyes. We can't see nothing. And thou shalt not prosper in thy way. Nothing we do work out for us. Everything is a trap. These brothers that think they on top, they trapped. You understand what I'm saying? Because when Yeshua come back and flip this government over, they flipping over with it. You know, so you rich brothers out there, y'all in more trouble than us in the ghetto. You know, you bragging, wearing your chains, and, you know, flossing your cars and your houses, man. You guys is finna go down. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all finna get purged. You dealing with Satan. Because this is his kingdom right now. Our rule is next. Look, thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save you. That's us. Who's oppressed? We are the oppressed. We are spoiled. We've been set to rot forevermore, and no man shall save us until Yeshua come back. You understand? I'm out of here. Shalom. Rise, Israel. Ahaya Bahashim Yeshua, Mama Watch.
Praise Ahaya on that one, man. 10 minutes and a half worth of straight truth.
Time.
So,
water.
And that's beautiful there. Most definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did it again, man. Definitely came through. And, you know, Most High's presence was definitely here, man. You blessed the show. Had a lot of different people coming in and out. And it was a great way to start the show, man, if I do say, I mean, start the year off, if I do say myself. This is our first show of the year, man, and definitely appreciate you for sliding through, bro. Bringing that
oh, no problem,
to the show.
No problem.
Yeah, most definitely. Thank you for coming to the show, but most of all, thank you for being a brother in the truth, you know what I'm saying, because people like you, strong brothers, like I say, is an inspiration for me.
Right, like that.
Thought with Doc. I'm humble, Doc. You know. Long overdue, you know, I've been checking the show out, you know, for a while. And talking to you brothers, too, you know, constantly. You know, well, not constantly, but, you know, we touch bases, you know, on and off here and there. You know, so, you know, this was something that I had tough to do, you know, so. It's a big thing for me, too, to finally whip out some songs and get in here and chop it up with y'all one time, you know. So thankful and grateful, you know, to be here. You know, all praises to the Most High. Ahaya, Bahashim, Yeshua, Wabawak, you know what I'm saying? I think it was a cool show, you know what I'm saying? Thank all the brothers, you know, and bless all the brothers that came through and, you know, bless the listeners as well, you know, Barakatham, you know, to all of y'all. And, you know, those who speak to me, we're going to get up. You know, we're going to keep it rolling, Most High willing, you know, and that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. I had a request earlier for somebody. Said they want to hear you speak Hebrew in the end.
Come on, okay. Let's get that. So, let's pray us out. Y'all ready to go?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to pray us out, you know. Everybody face the east, you know. Put your palms to the sky, and let's get it. Let's get it one time, you know. Thy Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts
as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Most High, thy power is one. Good show, fellas.
Man, great show.
The water up.
The water, brother. The water, for real. First time, but not the last. A higher willing, brother. You always welcome to the
willing,
brother. You know that.
A higher willing. We're going to do it again. I'm going to get another 10 songs up or so, and then, you know, we can run it again. You know, a higher willing.
Most definitely.
Most definitely. Oh. You know, we ain't finished with you. We coming at you with the visuals now. So.
right.
You know,
oh,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we know you crossed the border. We know you crossed the border, so we trying to go down all avenues.
I'm on. Yeah. Just let me know, watch. Y'all already know. Slide it to me. I'm having a little computer trouble still right now. You know, my computer still ain't snapped back to it. It wouldn't turn on for me earlier, so, you know. You know, how Satan, you know, he's made of fire, you know, electricity is made of fire, so he is able to step in the way of things like that. You know, you might see your lights flicker on and off or something like that, or you might have a piece of equipment, you know, he can mess with that stuff, you know. He watching us, he know we're doing the work of the Most High. He can very well tap in and interfere with these things, you know, but he not going to win, though. You know, you already know how it go. He gonna lose. You know, he gonna lose. We gonna keep this thing pushing. You know, higher, 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 wah, 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 kadosh.
Well, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, this was the first show of the year. This is not gonna be the last show of the year. This was the first time in the line. Then, but I'm not even going to say that the first time. We done collab and talk with you many times. You feel me? So, you know, thanks again for coming to the line then. You know what I'm saying? And the work, the quality is A1, trust me.
Oh, yeah. So I would die. All right. So, can't wait to do it again, brothers. And, you know, I'll be popping in as well, you know, same way how brothers did for me tonight. You know, I owe that. I'm indebted, you know, so y'all be hearing from me. I'll be in the queue, you know, to bless brothers, you know, that y'all pull up. Y'all got to get my op nevertheless, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm chatting with little op right now on the Facebook. Trust me. So, yeah, little brother. The brother was like, he got to get his game up. So, you feel me? He put some stuff together to come to the den. He most definitely welcome any Israelite, you feel me, on the truth, welcome to the den. That's just what it is. Rap or not, you know, you can just come in the den and talk. You feel me? So, that's what it is.
God.
And brother or sister, too, man. For real. Everybody.
Brother or sister. Yeah, everybody.
Right.
You feel me?
We gotta get a lot of. We gonna have it. This year gonna be the year, man. We gonna make it do what it do. Cause I know, Riri MC. We got a lot of people, bro. We gotta have on the show. Got a lot of people don't know what they doing, but need to know. You know what I mean? So, we gonna make it happen, man. This is the year right here. All or nothing.
Come on. Higher willing.
Higher willing. Most definitely. Bro.
Most definitely.
That's right. So that's what's up.
So.
All right.
Well,
so
what we're gonna do is that one track, you know, that you know, let that play on or not, but we're gonna go ahead and switch you whatever is your flow, in it how you want to end it, and you know when the brother in it, we're gonna play that last track just to let that take the show on or not.
Okay, we got it. Let's play that track.
Which one is that? The real
John Boy track. That's that. Cause that'll be everything in the studio, right?
Yes, sir. It will be. Yes.
Okay, we'll go ahead and run that. Warriors of Christ, Brother Maverick Bronze, live in the Lions Den.
On the Shabbat.
Shabbat Shalom, Max, and everybody.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
They know, they been new. I'm a Hebrew, a real Jew. They know, they been new. I'm a Hebrew, a real Jew. I'm a real Jew. According to these verses,
Wow. Psalms 137, we fell asleep under the willows. Welt marks was our blanket and tears made us a pillow. If you wanna know what really matters, just call me Winslow. The enemies, they don't point at them, so an extra point. Field goal, all my Hebrews, we do it. That sword word, we use it. Your sword word needs improvement, and we can teach you how to use it. The commandment's my influence. You read the truth, but you blew it. The commandment's my influence. You read the truth, but you blew it. Rewind all white, no off whites. We on our job, no off nights. I wanted to take that long flight, but then grounded and put up a strong fight.
Rock all white, no off whites. We on our job, no off nights. I wanted to take that long flight, but then grounded and put up a strong fight.
They know. They been new. I'm a Hebrew.
I'm a real Jew.
They know.
They been new.
I'm a Hebrew.
A real Jew.
I'm a real Jew.
I'm a real Jew.
According to these verses,
I'm a real Jew.
According to these scriptures, I'm a real Jew.
Wow. Did it for the Most High on every track since I was 24. So you don't get confused on the reasons why I do it for. Yeah. If you can't see, then you won't see. If this wasn't phases, I'd be in like phase 3. Step 1 was finding out I was a Jew. Step 2 was realizing how to be free. You don't do it for the Father, you just a learned agent. I stopped turning up just to turn pages. If you too far behind, then you gonna lose. The more truth we bring out, they lies get reduced. The music's so loud that the neighbors get confused. But he never go to church, I don't get this dude. My whole family gon' shim on him. Our ears are like won't go dim on him. If you wanna talk the book, where your book at? Well, call me later when you get your book back. My whole family gon' shim on him. Our ears are like won't go dim on him. If you wanna talk the book, where your book at? Well, call me later when you get your book back.
They know,
they been new.
I'm a Hebrew,
a real Jew.
They know,
they been new.
I'm a Hebrew,
a real Jew.
I'm a real Jew.
According to these verses,
I'm a real Jew.
According to these scriptures, I'm a real Jew.
I'm a real Jew.
Wow.